Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10. Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees. Texts 15 to 17. Prahlad Maharaj said, O Supreme Lord, because you are so merciful to the fallen souls, I ask you for only one benediction. I know that my father, at the time of his death, had already been purified by your glance upon him, but because of his ignorance of your beautiful power and supremacy, he was unnecessarily angry at you, falsely thinking that you were the killer of his brother. Thus he directly blasphemed your lordship, the supreme, the spiritual master of all living beings, and committed heavy sinful activities directed against me, your devotee. I wish that he be excused for these sinful activities. Purport. Although Hiranyakashipu was purified, as soon as he came in contact with the Lord's lap and the Lord saw him, Prahlad Maharaj still wanted to hear from the Lord's own mouth that his father had been purified by the Lord's causeless mercy. Prahlad Maharaj offered this prayer to the Lord for the sake of his father. As a Vaishnava's son, despite all the inconveniences imposed upon him by his father, he could not forget his father's affection. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Budhaye Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Bhajarane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Desidharane Vayam Dvitiya Vinesitasya Ishar Abhatesya Vipario Smriti Tanmayatayo Guru Devatatma Bhaktyaikayesham Guru Devatatma. It is said, Vayam Dvitiya Vineshita Syad, that as soon as one comes to the material world, then at once he becomes overwhelmed by the duality of identifying himself with the body and therefore thinking himself to be different from both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and other living entities. This is called dvitiya, this duality. And because of this duality, this bhayam, this fear, every living entity in the material world has to be fearful because we are all expecting to die. And anyone who is expecting to die and identifies himself with his body, naturally will be afraid. No one wants to be annihilated. Bhayam dvitiya vinesita syad and ishad apetasya vipariyo smriti. And because of one's forgetfulness of real one's spiritual identity as a spiritual being, therefore one becomes bewildered. And it is said, Tanmayatayo, that one should become free from this maya, from this misconception, Bhaktyaikayesham Guru Devatatma, by accepting Krishna as one's friend, as one's dearmost friend, and as one's supreme director and spiritual master. Or, another translation, one should accept a guide, Krishna's representative, as his guide and accept him as the supreme friend and supreme spiritual master. So here Prahlad Maharaj, he was pointing out that his father was in bewilderment, but every living entity is actually in bewilderment. We may not get as much publicity as Hiranyakashipu, because nowadays people are not very powerful, therefore they're not glorified in the same way that Hiranyakashipu is glorified. But more or less, Hiranyakashipu was in the same type of duality, same type of misconceptions that all living entities were conditioned by material nature are in. Of course, most living entities are not so intelligent that they think that God in the form of Kala has come in the form of time and is killing me and my relatives. But Hiranyakashipu, he had direct experience that his baby brother, of course his twin brother, Hiranyaksha, was murdered by Krishna in the form of a boar, or killed, depending what perspective you take. And therefore he was angry at Krishna. He didn't realize that Krishna is God, and he went all over the universe searching for Lord Vishnu so he could take revenge for the killing of his brother. But Lord Vishnu was so intelligent that he directly went into the heart of Hiranyakashipu, because he knew that the only place that Hiranyakashipu would not look for Lord Vishnu would be in his own heart. On the other hand, we find that Prahlad Maharaj is even more merciful than Lord Krishna in one sense, that although he was being tortured by his father, he did not think, now they finally got him. He's getting what he deserves. He should be ripped even more than he was. Little shreds is not good enough for him. But as a compassionate Vaishnava, as Sarubhushana, Titikshva Karunika Surida Sarvadehinam Ajata Shatrava Shanta, was Surida Sarvabhushanaha. So a Vaishnava, he has all good qualities. Titikshva, he's tolerant. Prahlad Maharaj, he underwent all kinds of tortures, but he wasn't cursing his father or the torturers. You know, do you know what's going to happen to you? You've heard of Krimbipaka or other types of hells. He wasn't cursing them. He was simply going on with his chanting Hare Krishna. And Karunika, he was merciful. He even preached to his father, Tatsada Manye Surya Varya Dehinam. He said, my dear father, O best of the demons, you've asked me what is the best thing I've learned in school? Tat sada manye surya varya dehinam. Sadasamud vigna asat grahat. That for one who has taken this material body as everything, asat grahat, therefore, and sadasamud vigna asat griham grahat, deham grihat, and therefore is always full of anxiety. My advice is that you should hit vatma patam griha andakupam. You should immediately leave this dark well of family life. Hit vatma patam griha andakupam, which is just like a well. If one is in the forest and he's wandering, sometimes there are wells that are covered by grass, and one may inadvertently fall into the well. But because one is alone in the forest, although there are cries coming from the person, no one can hear him, so ultimately he dies in the well. So if one is engaged in this type of griha, andakupam, living in family life simply for sense gratification, wasting his material existence, instead of engaging in self-realization, simply trying to gratify his senses, then he has fallen into a dark well of material existence, and although he may be suffering, he may be in anxiety, he may even be calling for help, but no, who will come and help him? Even the sannyasi or the sadhu, the saint, the book distributors going door to door, saying, take one of these books about Krishna, and the person thinks, who are these beggars coming and disturbing me? I have so many things to worry about. Therefore, Gato Varam, Prahlad Maharaj says to his father, Gato Varam Yad Braja Ashriyeta, that once you go to Vrindavan, Braj, and take shelter, or the Vana, Gato Varam, once you go into the forest and take shelter of Vishnu, or better to go to Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna there, especially in Gaurpurnim. Or somehow or another, go to Vrindavan, take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, Haranyakashipu was not quite in the mood. He didn't take Prahlad's advice because he thought that Lord Vishnu was his enemy. So I'm going to go and take shelter of my enemy. Ishvarahamaham bhogi saraham ba'alavan sukhi. That I am the Lord of everything. Who is this Vishnu? So he ambushed my little brother and he killed him when he wasn't looking. So I should think he was powerful. But if I could find him, then I'd put an end to it. And this little boy, he's become brainwashed by the Vaishnavas who came to school. Or somehow or another, they came and they brainwashed my little boy. And even in spite of the fact I've been torturing him for so long, he won't give up these a sinful habit of thinking of Vishnu. This vice. Because of that, in spite of all of the preaching of Prahlad Maharaj, Haranyakashipu could not accept. But still Prahlad was Karunika, Titikshva Karunika, Surida Sarvadehinam, and he's the well-wisher of all living entities. He taught Krishna consciousness to his schoolmates. He finally figured out that his teachers, Harmarka and Sananda, they were not going to become devotees, so when they were not in the classroom, he began to preach to his childhood boyfriends. And they all became devotees. Suridas Sarvadehinam. Ajata Shantrava. He doesn't see anyone as his enemy. He never prayed that these people who are torturing me, they're my enemies. Just like Haridas Thakur, he was born in a Muslim family. And there was one envious Zamadar, and some Muslims became very envious of Haridas Thakur. They complained to the magistrate that this sinful person, he's given up the bona fide religion of worshipping Lord Allah. He's taken to this degraded position of chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore, you should tell him to stop or he should be punished. He had the good fortune of being born in a Muslim family, but somehow or another he's fallen down into Krishna consciousness. The magistrate called Haridas Thakur and said, "Why have you degraded yourself like this? What does your mother think that now that you've become such a rascal that you're chanting Hare Krishna?" So Haridas Thakur knew that these fools, they're simply representatives of the illusory energy, and he preached to them about how Krishna consciousness is universal. The Muslim magistrate, he became a little, his heart became a little softened, but still the Zamadara insisted that this rascal be tortured. And the usual torture was to whip a person through the marketplaces and drag them through the street. So Haridas Thakur was dragged through 21 marketplaces and he was repeatedly being whipped. And still he would not die. And all during the way he was constantly chanting Hare Krishna. And he was quite relaxed. He wasn't at all in anxiety. But his torturers constantly whipping him, they were running, becoming exhausted all day long in the heat, whipping someone is very tiring, dragging him through the street. And so they start to plead and pray to Haridas Thakur, "My dear sir, we are trying to kill you, but you won't die." Therefore, it's assured that the magistrate, the Zamadar, they'll kill us. "So what do you want?" Haridas Thakur said, "What can I do for you? How can I serve you?" "Well, please die." "Oh, is that what you want? No problem." So he entered into samadhi. He became lifeless, and they said, oh, finally he died at last. He was so kind. And then they decided, we will not burn his body because he is a rascal. Instead, we'll throw him into the Ganges. We won't bury him, I'm sorry. Usually the Muslims, they bury their dead bodies. They thought he's not even worthy of being buried. Therefore, we'll just throw him into the Ganges. So they took his body and threw him into the Ganges. And of course, as his body floated down the water, he came out of Samadhi, came onto the land, and started to chant Hare Krishna. And the Zamadara and the magistrate, they all became repentant over their sinful activities, and they accepted Haridas Thakur as a great saint. But later on, due to their offense, they were all destroyed, along with their families. Still, Haridas Thakur, he never complained, he never blasphemed or cursed his torturers, although Lord Krishna would not tolerate the offenses. So the devotee, he is very merciful. Similarly, in the Western world, Lord Jesus Christ is glorified for his tolerance and asking that his torturers be forgiven. Therefore, devotee, or one of the qualities of devotee, is that he's ajata-shatrava. He doesn't take his enemy as his enemy. Mahatsevam dvaram ahura vimuktes tamo dvaram yoshita sangi sangam mahantaste sama titaksamanta surida sarvoye. That the devotee, he's vimanyava. That means that he doesn't become angry when he's preaching. Because if one is going to preach, there are so many crazy people in the material world, so many persons unaware of who they actually are, falsely misidentify themselves as being the material body, and therefore taking their interests falsely as being their material body, therefore feeling threatened by the preaching of a devotee telling people that you're not your body. If you say, my dear sir, you're not your body, I go, how dare you insult me like that? What did you say about my body? You're not your body. You rascal. So people become angry. But the devotee doesn't become angry, even if others become angry, criticizing his approaching them. Sometimes the devotees unnecessarily take these things too seriously, that as soon as one starts preaching or doing anything, people will complain. Someone will complain. If you don't do anything, that's a sure sign. If no one complains, it's a sure sign we're not doing anything. If the demons are saying, oh, the devotees have become very nice, we appreciate them so much, we want to give them good publicity, that's a sure sign that if the demons are respecting the devotees, are appreciating what they're doing, it means that we're not doing anything. Anything in Krishna consciousness. Because the demon's business is always to attack Krishna. So if the demon thinks all these devotees, they're not glorifying Krishna anymore. They're not convincing anyone of becoming a devotee. They finally become docile. They become ineffective, useless preachers. Therefore, let us encourage them more in this direction. Let us glorify their lack of determination to do anything serious in Krishna consciousness. But as soon as the devotee, he seriously makes an attempt to defeat the illusory energy, it is assured, yogat chalati manasa, that somehow or another the illusory energy will make some attack to counteract the preaching of the devotees, or the attempt of the devotee to become Krishna conscious. Even ordinary yogis, they're always being harassed by Indra, who's a devotee. As soon as they try to make some progress, Indra sends so many apsaras to allure them away from their meditation, from their austerities. What to speak of a devotee who's seriously trying to spread Krishna consciousness and change people's conception of the goal of life. But still a devotee is vimanyava, he doesn't become angry. He goes on undisturbed, knowing well that people are more or less crazy in the material world. Just like if one goes to an insane asylum, visiting one's relatives, one may be the father or mother, but the children will try to attack them, not realizing who this person is. Because nowadays, you don't have to go to an insane asylum. You just have to have some children, have them grow up in modern society, and practically most of them turn on you and attack you, criticizing you for something or another. Because that's the nature of modern society, is that people are being taught hardly any respect for anyone, but to speak of themselves. Their mother, their father, their sister, their brother, they're antagonistic towards everyone. Therefore, if a devotee goes and tries to approach someone on the street and they seem antagonistic, then the devotee is tolerant. But he has to expect these things. But the devotee has all good qualities, and therefore, even the father had a little affection for his son. Prahlad Maharaj could not forget that affection. And he, being a well-wisher, he asked, "What is the destination of my father? That I know that you purified him simply by putting him on your lap, but I want to be sure that he's going to the most auspicious destination." We'll stop there. Are there any questions? Yes. Because Indra got his position by performing austerities, by engaging in the following the Vedic rituals, by engaging in meditation. Therefore, if some yogi surpasses him in austerities, in meditation, in performance of Vedic sacrifices, then he's out of a job. Well, he may get a pink slip that next week you're out of a job, or next millennium. Still, for Indra, it's not a very long time. He's quite attached. Therefore, he doesn't want to be back, you know, selling apples on the street. So he gets the apsaras to come and help him out. Yeah, don't you have your unique Maya that no one else has? Certain things enthuse you that other people think are absurd. Just like if you look around, you can see, of course, it's more or less all the same. Some people are into skateboards. Some people are into, you know, they used to have these things called hula hoops. Into yo-yos. The material world, especially this Earth planet, there's not a whole lot of variety, but some people are into stamp collecting or pinning poor little butterflies onto a page. So different things get people enthusiastic. Maya said, "Wow, isn't that far out? You know, you filled up the page with these stamps. You become a success." And some people feel like that. They've accomplished something. Another person may think this is just a waste of time. They're twirling a yo-yo instead. Yes. Well, still, if one goes out and tries to do something for Krishna, then one will learn tolerance. What can you do? Someone walks up to you and says, you know, get a job, you're going to jump on the person and, you know, hit his head on the pavement. And then go on to the next person. "Excuse me, sir." No, obviously you have to tolerate. What can you do? It's not that we, you know, have a whole lot of choices anyhow, but to tolerate. And after learning to tolerate, one naturally will, the best way to tolerate is to fix the mind on Krishna. And that will make it tolerable. For instance, it says in the sage, if someone blasphemes a Vaishnava, or it says in general in the scripture, if someone blasphemes a Vaishnava, one should take a knife and cut the offender's tongue out. And then one should take one's own life. So that's not very practical. In other words, if one can't defeat the person who's blaspheming, then one should follow that step. But the third alternative is that one should go away or ignore the person. So that's what's open to us generally. So we have to ignore the insults and go on with our business of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada used to say the lion, he goes through the jungle, and sometimes the jackals, they howl, but the lion doesn't become disturbed. He just goes on with his business. Anything else? Yes.
Perhaps he's extremely advanced working. So he went to was it because it was his choice that he had to be more advanced than Krishna Loka?
No, it didn't. Well, first of all, it never said that he went where he went. He's still in the material world as far as I know. Always worshiping Lord Nrisimhadeva. But the devotee, he goes according, it's not that in Vaikuntha they're thinking their place is anyways inferior to Krishna Loka. Everyone's satisfied. We have a material conception of what it's like to go to Vaikuntha, you know, second class, you know, spiritual world. For the drops that, for those who couldn't make it to Krishna Loka, you know, the dropouts from Krishna Loka, they go to Vaikuntha, second rate devotees. But it's not like that. Everyone has a natural propensity to serve Krishna, and that's also unlimited. One gives his love to Krishna unlimitedly in that particular mood. So we shouldn't think that those who are residents of Vaikuntha are inferior to the residents of Goloka Vrindavan. They're just in a different mood of service. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10, Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees. Text 23. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. After performing the ritualistic ceremonies, take charge of your father's kingdom. Sit upon the throne and do not be disturbed by materialistic activities. Please keep your mind fixed upon me without transgressing the injunctions of the Vedas. As a matter of formality, you may perform your particular duties. Purport. When one becomes a devotee, he no longer has any duty to the Vedic regulative principles. One has many duties to perform, but if one becomes fully devoted to the Lord, he no longer has any such obligations. Stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Devarshir Bhutatman Rinam Pitrinam Dakinkaro Nayam Rini Charajan Sarvatmana Yaksharnam Sharanyam Kato Mukundam Pariritya Kartam. One who has fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord is no longer a debtor to his forefathers, the great sages, human society, the common man, or any living entity. The Supreme Personality of Godhead nonetheless advises Prahlad Maharaj to follow the regular principles, for since he was going to be the king, others would follow his example. Thus Lord Nrisimhadeva advised Prahlad Maharaj to engage in his political duties so that people would become the Lord's devotees. Yad yad achariti srestas tat tat evetaro janaha siyat pramanam kurute lokastat anuvartate. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. One should not be attached to any materialistic activities, but a devotee may perform such activities as an example to show the common man that one should not deviate from the Vedic injunction.